to me about it. Getting you up here first.
I hope it didn't hurt your feelings.
It hurt my feelings one bit. Amen.
Amen. Pray God.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Now.
Yeah, that's a blessing to go
each
first.
And every one of you now, do one thing for me. Take your finger on each hand, put it right down your ear, and do this. What that's doing?
Praise God.
That's turning your spiritual hair naked on.
Amen. Am I too loud? Can y'all hear me all right? Okay, that's good. The Lord is good, isn't he? I appreciate the privilege to be back again tonight. We enjoyed the preaching last night. Brother Bill done a fantastic job preaching. And I had to follow him last night. And that's hard to do, to follow a man like Brother Bill. But he's going to have to follow me tonight, but you won't have any problem doing that tonight. Say amen. Amen. Thank you for the privilege to be here in the house of God. How many of you got your Bible, your King James Bible? I thought that was the only kind it was. Okay. All right. If you take your Bible tonight and turn to the book of Ephesians chapter number 5, and I want to read verse number 21 down through verse number 25. The Bible says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. My Father, I thank you for the word of God that's forever settled in heaven. I stand where no man dare stand alone. I pray that you would help me tonight. Lord, I pray that you give me clarity of mind. I pray to God that you'd help me say the things I should say. Help me not to say the things I shouldn't say. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you now. Speak to our hearts. I pray that you will help us, Lord, to be hearers of the word and doers of the word as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I want to preach on the subject tonight, the church, one letter at a time. The church, one letter at a time. Let me say the first step to a backslidden life is missing church. I've been saved over 47 years now, and I've been pastoring the same church for over 42 years. And I didn't care anything about the church until I got saved June the 28th, 1970. But when I got saved by the grace of God, I fell in love with the house of the Lord. And I have been faithful down through these years on Sunday morning for Sunday school, and then for preaching service on Sunday morning, back on Sunday night, and then back on Wednesday night for midweek prayer meeting. I love the church. The psalmist said in Psalm 122 in verse number 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. It's been a real joy to be here tonight. It is a joy to be here tonight. It was a joy to be here last night. I love the church. I believe that you can take a man's spiritual temperature by the way that he treats the church and how much that he loves the church. I really do. You see, the Bible says in Hebrews 10, verse number 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as a man of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. When I go to the house of God, I go there to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And I want to tell you something, I enjoyed the fellowship with God's people. I enjoyed being here last night, and I'm enjoying being here tonight. It's an encouragement when you go to the house of God. You see, my friend, you can't put your life into a greater work than to unite with the local church and give your service to it. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and verse 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We're servants of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I know what it is to serve the devil, and I know what it is to serve the Lord, and I'd rather be a servant of the Lord than a servant of the devil. Amen. Yes, sir. Every work that you do will pay dividends here and hereafter. My friend, if we would keep our mind on the hereafter and where we're going, thank God it would make us a better Christian here. And we are going to a much better place. But I want to preach on the subject, the church, one letter at a time. The letter C stands for Christ, because Christ died for the church. The Bible said in verse number 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. The Bible tells us over in the book of Romans chapter number 5, and in the verse number 6 down through verse number 7, notice what the Bible has to say. Don't you thank God for the Bible? He said, for when we were without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He died for sinners. In Romans chapter 3, and verse 23, the Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6, 23, the Bible said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He loved us when we were unlovely. He loved us when we were ungodly. And the Bible said again in verse number 6, for when we were yet without sin, without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. I was without Christ before I ever got saved. You were without Christ before that you ever got saved. The Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and in the verse number 12 and verse number 13 that at that time you were without Christ. I remember when I was without Christ, and you remember when you were without Christ. There was an emptiness there. There was a void there. There was something missing there. And I got saved again. Let me say that when I was 23 years old. And the Bible says, at that time you were without Christ. Do you remember that? Don't ever forget where you were when Christ saved you. And the Bible says, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. I was without strength. I was without hope. I was without God. I was without Christ. But now, amen. That but now shouting ground, isn't it? The Bible said this, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Thank God for that. In verse number 7 of Romans chapter number 5, the Bible said, for scarcely for the righteous man would one die. Yet peradventure, the Bible said, for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. That's love unspeakable. And no wonder the Bible says over in the book of 1 Peter chapter number 1 and in verse number 8 that being saved by the grace of God is joy unspeakable and full of glory. The Bible said this, whom having not seen you love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Isn't that a blessing to know that, ladies and gentlemen? Don't ever forget where you were when the Lord saved you. Did you know that Jesus laid down his life voluntarily on the cross for you and I, that we might be saved by the grace of God? He could have called 10,000 angels. But the Bible says in John chapter 10 and in verse number 15, the Bible said this, as the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. You know, the Lord knows us tonight. We know him in true pardon and forgiveness of sins. The Bible said this, and I laid down my life for my sheep. Jesus voluntarily laid down his life that you and I might be saved by the grace of God. He said, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. He said in verse 17 and 18, therefore doth my Father love me, because I laid down my life that I might take it again. He volunteered, laid down his life, and he did take it again. He said, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, if I'm too loud, just raise your hand and somebody can turn this down. Am I all right? Am I okay? All right. Okay. And so if it's too loud, don't blame it on me. Blame it on my dear brother back in the back that said, thumbs up. Let her rip, preacher. Amen. Christ was the same in every part of his ministry. And he is the same today. He has the same compassion and the same yearning soul. He cannot change and he does not change, but many are changing today. In the book of Hebrews chapter number 13 and verse number 8, notice what, if you will, please. Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm glad we're serving a Savior that has not changed. We're serving a Savior that will not change. Although many people are getting tired of the King James Bible and they're going to some other so-called Bible. They're getting tired, my friend, of old-fashioned Southern gospel music and going to the contemporary stuff. But I've never got tired of the King James Bible. I've never got tired of old-fashioned singing hallelujah and song that glorify our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you find in Ephesians chapter number 5 and in verse number 18 and 19, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love the old-fashioned songs, don't you? You will never exhaust the King James Holy Bible. You will never exhaust the old-fashioned songs that uplift the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the good grace of God, I'm not changing. I'm going to stick. I'm going with the old past. Hallelujah. You cannot exhaust the old past. Amen. Thank God. Amen. So let me say, my friend, the letter C stands for Christ. I hope you never change. I hope you stay with the King James Bible. I hope you stay, my friend, with the right message. I hope you stay, my friend, with the right man of God. I hope you stay with the right music. Say amen, brother. And don't apologize for it. I don't apologize for being saved. I'm not ashamed that I'm saved. I'm not ashamed that I'm an old-fashioned Christian. I'm not ashamed of the King James Bible. I'm not ashamed to sing the songs that glorify our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the testimony of the Apostle Paul. I'm not ashamed of your testimony. I'm not ashamed of Christians. Isn't it good? Thank God that you're saved and your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life and you have everlasting life, eternal life. Amen. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 30, I'm going to tell you, the devil does not have enough power to break that seal. And my friend, listen, the devil, if he could get one of God's children, he would get every one of us, but he don't have the power, thank God, to get either one of us. The Bible said in John chapter number 1 and verse number 11 and verse number 12, he came unto his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. I did not save myself and you did not save yourself. I appreciate what Brother James said. It's been several years ago, this young man, he was about 9 years old, came to our church and he got saved by the grace of God. He knelt there and I read the plan of salvation to him out of the book of Romans, and there's several places you can read the plan of salvation to people. And my friend, he bowed and asked God to save him. He came to church about 2 times and that's all I could ever get him to come to church. And so about 2 years later, I was visioning. He'd moved to another place there in town. And so I saw him again. I said, hey, man, when you going to come to church? When you going to get saved? He said, I'm already saved. I said, when you get saved? He said, you saved me. I said, I must have, because you didn't come but twice after that. Praise God, when Jesus saves you, honey, you'll fall in love with the house of God. Say amen. You'll want to be in the house of God. You'll want to be around God's people. You'll love your Bible. I love it, don't you? Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day long. In Psalm chapter 119, verse number 97. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. In Psalm 119 and verse number 11. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. In Psalm 119 and verse number 9. Don't you love the word of God? Oh, yes, my friend James, in the book of John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth. And then he said, thy word is truth. In John 14, verse number 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now then, you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you, in John chapter 15 and in verse number 3. Oh, yes, my friend, isn't that a blessing from God? I love the word of God. Don't you love the Bible? I still, my friend, after being saved 47 years, thank God, plus, I still love the Holy Ghost of God, and I love the King James Bible. Somebody say amen, or owe me either one. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm feeling better all over, Brother Thomas, than anywhere else. Oh, yeah. So the word, my friend, C stands for Christ. It was not the Pope, my friend, that died for me. If you trust in the Pope, you have no hope. I tell you, if the Pope ever goes to heaven, he'll have to recognize, my friend, that he's a sinner, that he's lost, undone without God, and he cannot save himself. But it takes the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Acts 4 and verse number 12, the Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, in Romans 10 and verse number 13. Oh, it was the Lord Jesus Christ that saved me. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that saved you. And we ought to praise his name and exalt his name. And the Bible said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse number 18, I'll tell you, we got so much to thank him for. We got so much to thank him for. If we did not, my friend, have anything to thank him for except for salvation, that would be it. But the Bible says, my friend, over in the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Everything I need for my flesh and everything I need for my spirit is found in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ain't that a blessing from God? That's enough to make a backslid Baptist get right with God and shout. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, the Bible said, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. He never runs out of the supply. He knows exactly what I need for the flesh. He knows exactly what I need for the spirit. And I find it all in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Woo! You mean I got to do my own preaching and my own shouting and my own singing tonight? Come on now, help me out a little bit. That's okay. God's still on the throne, isn't he? Yes, sir. Christ is the head of the church. The Pope may be the head of the Catholic Church, Catholicism. He may be head. He may be the head of the Catholic Church, but he's not the head of the real church. Amen. And the real church is made up of a body of born again believers, just like you and I tonight. Hallelujah! And you get in the church, you get in the family of God the very instant that you get saved by God's amazing grace. Christ, C stands for Christ. H, my friend. And talking about the church, stands for Christ is the head of the church. Look in the book of Ephesians chapter 1. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
If you're all right, say amen.
Amen.
If you're not all right, say amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Okay, Brother Bill. Thank you very much. It got them stirred up. In Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 19, the Bible says, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Oh, the Bible said in Jeremiah 33 and verse number 3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse number 20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. And the Bible says in Matthew 28 and verse 18, Jesus came and spake of them, saying, all power is given in heaven and in earth. Jesus has all power in heaven. Jesus has all power in earth. Isn't that a blessing from God? He has all power, all the power that I need to love him and to live for him and to serve him is found in Jesus Christ. He said, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Christ, my friend, is exalted to be the head of this body, the church, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Oh, what a Savior we serve. Turn in the book, if you will, please, of Philippians just a moment. Chapter number 2, and look at verse number 9. We find the exaltation of Jesus. You know what this meeting is about? It's about exalting the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not about exalting, my friend, anybody else except the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because when we exalt him and when we love him like we ought to love him, we will love the pastor, we will love the church members, we will love one another. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends, the Bible said in John chapter 15 and verse number 13. I quoted it last night. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother in Proverbs 18 and verse number 24. I'm glad Jesus is my friend. I'm glad Jesus is my Savior. He is my light. Thank God everything I need, everything you need is found in Jesus Christ. Here's what Paul said. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name. Oh, what a name. Which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow. Of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every knee should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. What a Savior we serve. Oh yes, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And if you don't confess and you don't bow that knee, you don't humble your heart and realize that you're a sinner, call upon the Lord, ask the Lord to save you, you will bow at the judgment of God Almighty in Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 11, down through verse number 15. You will bow there. You will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, but it will be too late. It'll be too late then to be saved by the grace of God. Church, C-H-U. Oh, I like this one. What does this U stand for? Unbelievers could be saved. I'm glad that I realized that I was an unbeliever. And that Sunday morning, June the 28th, 1970, I came down that aisle under Holy Ghost conviction. The preacher said, have you come to receive Christ as your personal Savior? With tears running down my face and the heart that was jumping and beating, I said, yes, I want Jesus Christ as my Savior. And that Sunday morning, as an unbeliever, I came in that church an unbeliever, and I went out of there believing in the death and the burial and resurrection of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, saved by the grace of God Almighty. I'll tell you, I don't ever want to forget the day that God reached further down than I could reach up and save my soul. Hallelujah. You see, unbelief is the sin that condemns us. Unbelief damns the soul of men. And that's not a curse word. That's talking about the judgment of God is on the unbeliever. Amen. Oh yes, So, my friend, we should shun unbelief as you would an awful, contagious disease. In the book of Mark, chapter number 11 and verse number 22. Aren't you glad that you're not an unbeliever anymore? Aren't you glad that you are a believer? That means that by faith you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That means, praise God, that you are relying upon Him. That means that you are depending upon Him. I'm so glad I've got a Savior, Brother Thomas. As the Bible said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you in 1 Peter 5 and verse number 7. I'm glad David said in the book of Psalm 55 and verse number 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord and He shall sustain thee, and He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. I like what Brother Lester Rollo said, Brother Donald. He said, we may fall around in the hand of God, but we'll never fall out of the hand of God. If you're saved by the grace of God, you may stumble, you may fall around in the hand of God and on the solid foundation, which Jesus is the solid foundation. 1 Corinthians 3 and verse number 11. You may stumble around and fall down. I may stumble around and fall down on that foundation, but I'm on the solid rock, my friend. But I'll never fall off of that foundation, and you'll never fall off that foundation. It's big enough, praise God, to hold me and to hold you and the whole world, my friend, if they don't repent and come to Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah! He's good. Ain't He good? Oh, yes, my friend. Amen. Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God, in Mark chapter 11 and verse number 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Well, where are you going to get faith at? It comes from this book, Romans 10, 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Were you encouraged last night when Brother Bill preached the word of God? Miracles in the barrel. If that didn't light your fire, you've got water on your wood. Say amen. That'll make a man want to climb up on his house and pull off some shingles. Say amen. Well, what you going to do if you pull the shingles off? The roof is going to leak. You're going to get back up there and nail them back on. Ain't God good? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Turn over to John chapter 3 just for a moment. I quoted part of this last night, but let's get back over here just for a moment. John chapter number 3 and verse number 17. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. And the Bible said, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in Christ. C-H-U-R. Talking about the church. One letter at a time. R stands for redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Oh, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm glad it's still the blood. Thank God the blood has never lost its power, and the blood never will lose its power. Somebody say amen right there, friend. Amen. In the book of Titus, chapter number 2, and in verse number 11, look what the Bible has to say. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Hey, I got news for you. You want to hear some more good stuff? Okay, I'll give you a little bit more, and then Brother Bill will give you the rest of it. In 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 18 tells us how we are not saved. I said 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18 tells us how we are not saved. But thank God in verse number 19 it tells us how we are saved. Amen. Praise God. If I didn't have a back problem tonight and a sore leg tonight, I'd do a little skipping across this pulpit area. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 18. For as much as you know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. He said you're not saved by silver, you're not saved by gold, you're not saved by tradition from your father. But he said in verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And our wonderful Savior is without blemish and without spot. Hallelujah, what a Savior we serve. Ain't God good to us? Yes, sir. Redemption means salvation by sacrifice. Acts chapter number 20, verse number 28. Turn there if you will, please. The Bible said, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Turn to 1 Peter chapter number 2, if you will. You say, preacher, you've given us a whole lot of scripture tonight. That's what I came here to do. And the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 21, for even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed, for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Woo! Redeemed forevermore. Everybody just do like this right here tonight. Come on, if you're able to get it up there, would you do that? Some of you might not be able. Just do that. Now say this, Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Lord, thank you for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Now, don't that make you feel better? Oh, yes, thank you. I knew it would. Let me give you this. C-H-U-R-C. There's another C. The Bible talks about the church is coming back, or Christ is coming back for the church. Isn't that a blessing? Christ is coming back for the church. Now Christ is the head of the church, and you and I that are saved by the grace of God are the body of the church. We are the members of the body. Say amen. Isn't that a blessing to know? Aren't you glad you're in Christ? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Did you know, my friend, did you know this, that the coming of the Lord is the hope of the church? Be ye also ready for it, in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh, in Matthew 24 and verse number 44. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Look if you will, please, over in 1 Thessalonians. I'm going to read this quickly. The other man of God is coming in just a few minutes. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. Then the dead, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these what? words. Look at verse number 13 now. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Now look at the word again. For, he said, for this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. The Lord is coming back. Are you ready? Do you know 100% sure that you're saved? Do you know? Hey, listen, my friend, the next great event on God's calendar, I believe, is the rapture of the church. And it could happen before I say amen here in just a few moments. It could happen even before Brother Bill gets up here to preach. I know he's got something for us tonight, something that will help us and something that will encourage us and strengthen us tonight. He could come back before we say the next amen. And then you got the word H. What does that mean, preacher? Heaven. Brother Mays Jackson. How many of you have heard Brother Mays Jackson preach? Raise your hand. He's an evangelist. He was an evangelist for several years. He's in heaven now. And he said, praise God, if you're saved, you're heaven bound with a hammer down. Isn't that good? Heaven. One writer said, heaven is so gracious and glorious that God uses that God uses negatives to describe it. Oh, I'm telling you right now. And he said, no sin, no curse, no sorrow, no pain, no separation. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, I'm glad the Bible tells us that we can know just a little bit about heaven, but not a whole lot about heaven down here. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I want you to turn in your Bibles, if you will, please, over. There's some positive things that we can know about heaven, and you find it over in the book of Revelation, chapter number 21. And notice what the Bible says, and I'll be through here in just a minute. And I believe that's three times I've said that already. Most preachers said a half a dozen before they quit. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 4, the Bible says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And the Bible says, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto them, write, for these words are true and faithful. I'm glad, praise God, I'm heaven bound. I'm headed toward heaven. And if you're saved, you're on the road to heaven. Turn, if you will, please, in the book of Matthew, chapter number 7, and let me read you two more verses of Scripture. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about two ways, if you will, in verse number Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I'm preaching tonight, and I preach tonight, my friend, that God laid that message on my heart this morning, and I studied on it. And I want to thank God that I'm a part of the church. And you ought to thank God that you're saved and you're a part of the church. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed all over the building. How many would say, preacher, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am saved. I'm going to give an invitation here. I know that I am saved. Would you raise your hand right now? You don't hope so, think so, guess so, maybe so, feel so, but thank God you know whom you have believed. Thank you very much. You may take your hand down. How many would say, preacher, I'm in the building tonight. I know I'm saved, but there are some things in my life that's just not right, that's not pleasing in the sight of God, and I want you to pray for me. Would you raise your hand right now, say, pray for me? Oh, yes, come up here and just pray. Come on up here and pray. Ask God to help you. Yes, go right ahead, sister, and play something. You know there's something in your life that's not pleasing in the sight of God. Would you come right now? If you know there's some things, I don't know, you don't have to confess them to me. Confess them to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you do it right now? Would you do it? Just thank Him tonight that you're saved, will you? All right, you may look this way. Hope I didn't preach too long tonight. Brother Donald, I've had good liberty to preach tonight. I want to thank God for it. Why don't you do something while the preacher's praying? Why don't you just walk around and shake hands, say howdy to somebody right now, each side. Just walk around and shake hands one with another. Just say, how you doing? Say, it's always good to see you. Brother Bill's coming. They might get another song. I don't know before he comes, but you could maybe you need to go to the restroom or something. Then just walk around him, and amen. I love you, preacher man. Your preacher, you mind him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hey.